Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. And of course, I'm here tonight with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're moving right along.
Yeah, I see you've upgraded the equipment and everything, so we had that little disaster before your vacation. We tried to be 3 weeks ahead in our recording so that there wouldn't be a gap when Brian was away on vacation, but something pooped out with the old equipment, so Brian went out and really did up a storm here. But it's so condensed now. I can't believe how small that stuff is.
And it cost about the same.
Wow. Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, very nice.
We'll see how this turns out.
We'll see how it sounds. Yeah, hopefully everybody will. Well, you know, for all seven of you out there listening, you can write in and say, oh my God, it sounded better.
Well, it's summertime. We probably don't even have seven.
Yeah, this is true. So did you see in the news that in Toronto about Greyhound, you know, Greyhound bus line?
I will never take them ever again.
I've never done it, but, you know, I get bus sick. So.
Norfolk, Virginia to Chicago.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah.
What the hell were you thinking?
I was in the Navy.
Oh, well, I'm like, what the hell are you thinking?
Money.
No, I mean, going in the Navy, good Lord. But, well, back then there wasn't any conflict, right?
No, I was in the Gulf War.
Oh.
But I didn't go anywhere, so.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I was reading in this article about the Greyhound bus company. They had an ad hanging up. And they, you know how you get road rage, like,
yes,
when you're driving in a car. So their ad, the tagline was, "There's a reason you've never heard of bus rage." So they were trying to promote how it's just, you don't get all bus, you don't get enraged because you're on the bus, you're leaving the driving to them. And unfortunately, they had to take around Toronto, Canada, and take all these posters down because apparently this Chinese immigrant, it was Vince Wei Gong Li, who immigrated to Canada from China in 2004, is charged with second-degree murder in the death of 22-year-old carnival worker Tim McLean.
Well, that explains it. Carnies.
Carnies, yeah. He has yet to enter a plea. 37 passengers were aboard the Greyhound from Edmonton, Alberta, to Winnipeg, Manitoba, as it traveled at night along a desolate stretch of Trans-Canada Highway, about 12 miles from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba. Witnesses said Lee attacked McLean unprovoked, stabbing him dozens of times. As horrified passengers fled the bus, Lee severed McLean's head, displaying it to some of the passengers outside of the bus.
Well, the people were...
Ew.
You said they were jumping off the bus. Well, hopefully it stopped.
I would think so. I'm sure the bus driver was the first one to slam the brake on and jump out like, I'm out of here. You know, this $8 an hour job is not worth it, you know. But, yeah, so apparently he decapitated the person and stuck the head out the window. And you gotta wonder, you know. So they're pulling off all the ads about never hearing of bus rage. Oh, you know what else I saw today in the news?
What did you see in the news?
World's tallest woman dies in Indiana at age 53. So she wasn't that old. But I guess because her body must have been going through some
stuff. Well, that was probably the third.
Third what? Third tallest woman?
No, deaths usually happen in threes.
Well, we had
Bernie Mac. Chris Isaac.
Oh, music guy, right?
Yeah, he also did Chef on South Park.
Oh, yeah.
And her. There's the third. I was wondering, who was the third? There we go. There's the third.
Wow. Yeah, a woman, she grew to be 7 feet 7 inches, recognized as the world's tallest female, died early Wednesday, which is today. She was 53 years old, Sandy Allen, who used her height to inspire school children to accept those who are different, died at a nursing home in her hometown of Shelbyville. This is Indiana. So, yeah, she hooked up with Guinness Records years ago, and so she kind of made a living like that, you know, letting them flip the bill, travel her around and stuff. But then she said it got to feeling like she was in a freak show of sorts.
So another carny.
Yeah. So she stopped doing that, and she started doing, you know, going to schools and stuff and talking to kids. But get this. When she was born, she weighed 6.5 pounds, and that was in June 1955. And by the age of 10 years old, she had grown to be 6 foot 3 inches. How sick is that?
That's taller than I am.
Yeah. And by 16, she was 7'1".
All right. WNBA.
Oof. She had a tumor that caused her pituitary gland to produce too much growth hormone. So she underwent an operation in 1977 to stop the further growth. But, you know, apparently this was just too taxing on the body. They said she was already having, like, kidney failure and all other kinds of problems, and that's why she was in the nursing home. And, you know, so cheers to her. You know, that was, it's kind of sad news, but she looked like she, in the picture, she's smiling, so she was happy with what she was doing, so that's good. So that was the news today. Let's see. I, had a little scuffle last weekend with the whole cemetery hunt ordeal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, apparently people haven't gotten the message via the website, via the podcast, via the Yahoo Blast, that you do not pay for your membership at a cemetery hunt. Okay. These people somewhat got the message and therefore wrote in the day of the cemetery hunt. Not to me. To the team leader, Gregory and Sherry Irish, were leading the hunt, saying, can we just pay you on now and we'll show up tonight? And Gregory, as efficient as he is, writes back and says, well, there's a PayPal link on the homepage, so that's what you're supposed to do. All that woman heard was PayPal. She goes and PayPals to Gregory to back to his email address. So he can't retrieve it because he'd have to set up a whole account. So he calls me. I said, look, I'm waiting. I'm going to be heading out, you know. But when I get to where I'm going, I'll check email from my phone and see if she's got... I sent her an email saying, dude, you know, straighten this out. Recall the PayPal. Go to the homepage with the link right there. It says PayPal, $20 lifetime membership fee. Can't miss it. Why do I bother? Anyway, so we got it straightened out. And these people did show up for the cemetery hunt that night with their PayPal receipts in hand. But people, get the clue, okay? You've got all this time. And you know the kick in the butt? They were at the meeting Wednesday night.
All right.
At the Hazlitt meeting. They could have paid for membership then and there and just said, here's $40. We'll see you Saturday night. And Greg, all he would have done was email me and say, by the way, here's two new members. I'll send you the money when I, or I'll give it to you next time I see you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We had to go through all of that. Now, I have to give another little reminder.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's summer. Everybody gets a little overheated, or they just want to kick back with a Coors Light or whatever the hell it is you drink that's nice and chilled. Okay? I'm all cool with that. However.
I'm all for B&B.
Breakfast.
Boobies in a bottle.
Oh, okay. Like Larry the Cable Guy, he said Bed Bath & Beyond should really be beer...
Beer
bed and a blonde. But anyway, I have nothing against drinking and imbibing.
Yeah, really, you?
Oh, come on. I am nowhere near. Like, you keep making me out to be some kind of lush, and I'm not.
You give lushes a bad name.
Oh! You know, no. No.
Yes.
Anyway, I have to give a little subtle reminder. People, as much as you want to party and everything and enjoy a nice cold beer or something, and you think, well, what the hell? You know, I know the protocols say no drinking during an investigation. that doesn't mean you can slam a six-pack down Saturday afternoon and then go out and hunt Saturday night. Why? Because it's still in your system. It's a toxin. And guess what? From a metaphysical perspective, it's punched holes in your aura, which makes you more susceptible to demonic possession or even an errant ghost or spirit that's not, is a little confused and mistakes your kind of Swiss cheese hole of an aura light as the light and easily attaches in one of those holes that you've created from having alcohol in your system. So... let's just be clear. The day of an investigation or cemetery hunt, do not do any drugs, unless they are prescribed because you're a diabetic or you need your whatever it is. And do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Any alcoholic beverages. Now, I have to clarify because I've had people say, well, that's not a beer, right? Duh. Yes. Beer falls in that category.
Just wait till after the hunt.
Exactly. If you don't get a spirit... on the hunt, I guarantee you, you'll get one afterwards.
Many of them.
Really? This is the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
We'll find a spirit one way or another.
Exactly. Have no fear. All right. Sorry. So there you go. Team leaders are not there to police you if you are inebriated. Not only that, but if you're even a little leftover, hungover, kind of queasy, you could fall down, you could get hurt in a cemetery. It's not their job to nurse
you. Come on. You got to read the script here on those last two lines.
Okay. My team leaders are not there to police your inebriated ass around the cemetery. You must be clean, clear, focused, and professional. End of story. I must have been in a real mood when I wrote this, and I was trying to dance around it, but I guess not. Brian wasn't going to let it go.
No, that was too good.
All right. My team leaders are not there to police your inebriated ass around the cemetery. You like that one?
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of cemetery, you want to move on to cemetery hunts?
Oh, why not?
What the hell? Cemetery hunts will be on Saturday nights this year. We're winding down the season, people. Meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership, get this, it's available right on the flippin' homepage at njghs.net for $20. Woo! You must be a member. You can't pay at the cemetery hunt, so do it online and do it on time. New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on a private investigative team. Newbies, please make yourselves known to the team leaders so they can take you along with them for training and not for policing. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on this site, which is the njghs.net, for last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email box. Next one up at bat is going to be this Saturday night, August 16th, when Brian and I are in
New Hampshire.
Woohoo! I can't wait. So while you guys are schlepping in a cemetery, we're going to be schlepping in a haunted lighthouse. Nah, 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 nah. Okay, anyway. So it's August 16th. That's Mount Olivet with Gregory and Sherry. August 23rd is a TBD, which stands for to be determined. Yeah, I think we better get our act together on that one. Hello. August 30th, Rose Hill Cemetery, Mattawan, New Jersey, Gregory and Sherry. And September 6th, Dina is going to be doing that one. Actually, she told me she's going to take people to Hackettstown, to the Union Cemetery in Hackettstown. So if you never got to go to see Tilly's monument there in Union Cemetery in Hackettstown, tag along with Dina Tirico on September 6th. And I think that'll do it for now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, this is Jeff Philander of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. I have to go over the meeting announcements. Now, the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society has 2 meetings every month, one for Central Jersey and one for North Jersey. Both meetings are free and open to the public to attend, okay? You do not have to be a member.
But it would be nice.
It would be nice, yeah. And you could pay for your membership at the meeting. There you go. We take a check payable to Ghost Hunters or
cash.
Cash, you know. Credit cards, I'm not going to do for $20. We have virtual terminal, but it's just too much of a pain on my team leaders to make them go filling all that crap out because I don't have a knuckle buster and we don't have an electronic thing and it would all be handwritten, so screw it. $20, you can cough up a check or cash. But anyway, the next meeting up at bat is the North Jersey Division headed up by team leader Dina Tirico. It's August 19th in the Community Center in Hackettstown, located at 293 Main Street. The next one is September 3rd, coming right on the heels of Labor Day, so I hope we'll have a decent attendance, I'm not sure. But that's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Both meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30. If you've missed these dates and times and places or you need a map quest, they are right there front and center on the homepage of the NJGHS.net website.
Which is?
NJGHS.net.
Well, you want to make sure you let them know.
I just said that.
Well, hey, you got to keep putting it out there. Product placement here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marketing Whiz.
Well, at least someone's got brains around here.
You know, that's the third comment. Most of you who are listening to the show have missed the two previous comments while we were doing some technical issues. But, okay. So now we're moving on to my sub-intelligence, where we're leaving my being older than dirt thing in the past.
Oh, no, that'll come up, too.
Oh, okay, great. God, for a minute, I almost had self-esteem.
Well, hey, I can't get
Thank you, Brian.
I can't get you on the book anymore, so...
I know. Yeah, I still have to finish up the media list and send that to the publisher. They're going to be sending me around. I'm actually on barnesandnoble.com, and they spelled my name wrong. Not my first name. They got the L apostrophe capital A, and they spelled Haldick, H-A-L-D-I-K. Haldick.
Haldick, yeah, close enough.
Good Lord. And they still have the ugly, stupid cover, which was the original cover with the little skeletons in a convertible. So I wrote to my publisher. I'm like, okay, I really hope they're going to change this and put the nice cover. Because the cover, I don't know if I sent that to you. They sent me the wraparound so I could see the front and back cover of the book. Well, it looks really good. They did a really good job. It looks more professional, more ghostly, and blah, blah, blah. And but they still, on barnesandnoble.com, they still have the little skeletons in the convertible and my last name. So if you search for Ghost Hunting New Jersey, the book will come up. But if you search for Laura Haldick, spelled H-L-A-D-I-K, which is the correct spelling, it won't come up. You have to incorrectly spell it until they fix it. I wrote to my publisher, and he goes, they'll notify Barnes & Noble, but it's going to take them probably a week or two before they're straightened out.
That's low priority.
Yeah. But the big news is he's going to be working with them to get me into some of their stores and possibly even the Barnes & Noble in New York City to do a book signing.
Very nice.
Because he asked me, he said, how far are you from New York? I'm like, it's like a two-hour schlep. And I said, but I'll do it. I mean, if it means little old Jersey girl goes into the big bad city and signs some books, I will do it, you know. And Brian will drive me.
Yeah, okay. Not with that crap.
No, well, you'll drive. You'll take your Magellan. You'll make sure I'm nice and refreshed and at ease when I show up to sign books. You'll cart my ass back home.
Yeah, if I hang around.
Oh, nice. Oh, gosh, I hope I'm not breaking my nail here. Yuck. Anyway.
Like the listeners care.
I know. So it's time for Parashare. Parashare is the time that if you have a paranormal experience, if you've had one or a ghost encounter possibly, and you want to share it, you parashare it by emailing it to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. So if you don't want to pay the $20 lifetime fee, send in a parashare to thedeadline@njghs.net. Or you can save up to 10 credits for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. And that's where you would send me your birth date, time, and place. I'll cast your chart, give you my notes and everything, and send it to you.
I don't think we're any worry to get that anytime soon from anyone.
Oh, God, no. I'm safe. I can chill. All right, so we have no parashares this week. Ta-da!
Losers.
What a shock. However, in the effort to fill in the void here, I was scoping around on eBay. Because you know how I go on there to look for hearses, and I bought a hearse, so. But I found haunted items on eBay. Now, at that time when I searched that night, 98 items came up as haunted items on eBay. So if you go to ebay.com, search for haunted items. But this one caught my eye. It's a scarab sarcophagus, okay? And it contains a djinn, which is a D-J-I-N-N. Djinn.
It's another spirit.
Yeah.
Get it? Djinn?
Djinn. Yeah, there you go. And it's being auctioned on eBay because this scarab sarcophagus contains a djinn, okay? And it says it's for experienced users, masters of the djinn only. You know, if you've never worked with djinn before, you shouldn't be placing a bid on this auction. Okay. So, it says, prepare yourself for manifestation reality. And apparently this djinn, which is as you would commonly call it, a genie. Okay. So, this person really, like, wrote everything in all caps. Okay, because their business is called Gin and Tonics. How nice. And they wrote everything in caps, which, as you know, in Netiquette means they're screaming for the entire length of the auction. And it says, if you have no knowledge of djinn, if you have never interacted with a genie, if you know nothing of universal laws, if you are just seeking the thrill of a potential paranormal experience, if you want goosebumps from the excitement, if you just want to get rich quick, answer to all your debt you've acquired, do not bid. This power is real, and so are the consequences. We offer gentle and wise djinn that are perfect for first-timers and state clearly in these auctions which are which. So, if you do not heed the requirements to bid, do not be surprised when your life is turned upside down by your immature wishes and the harm they bring to you and others. This is for real, people. Do not test our warnings. I can only do so much to educate you. If you continue to disregard our warnings, the elders will prevent us from selling the advanced djinn on eBay and return to private sales only. So apparently they've been privately selling these.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. So, therefore, if you are an inexperienced djinn master, please contact me for free information on djinn and to be approved to bid for our items. Your safety and positive experience is my first and foremost priority, not the sale. I sincerely apologize for the harshness of this message, however, I need to make sure you understand these items are real and cannot be taken lightly. If you have djinn items from others that did not meet your expectations, that does not qualify you as an experienced djinn master, nor does it allow you to move up to a djinn that requires experience. Blah, blah, blah.
Sarcasm is Angus' ugly cousin. From now on, unacceptable.
He goes on and on, you know, telling about in ancient Egypt was a breeding ground for prosperity and growth and spiritual revolution. The djinn were extremely active in the manifestation of progress in ancient Egypt. Yeah. And that's why there's only a couple, like, what, pyramids left standing and a sphinx, and where the hell are they, you know? So much for that. But, anyway. So, apparently this guy, or whoever these people are that are auctioning this, he goes on to tell about the genie, about this genie. He is a direct descendant of a lineage of djinn that date back to ancient Egypt. Over 5,000 years ago, his father served the pharaoh Djet, who was the third ruler of the first dynasty after Upper and Lower Egypt had been unified. Like his father, this genie has been directly linked with success of great wealth through the ages. He is 3,974 plus or minus years old, and he has an affinity for great wealth. This genie is so powerful that he deserves a special place of honor and housing. Just like the pharaohs had a sarcophagus, this genie has a scarab box. You are getting the blessed scarab housing for your genie that will bring even more blessings of wealth and protection over your items. Alright. And then he goes on to telling you about doing a cleansing ritual, and then there is a spell to be cast on the items that breaks down blockages. I mean, it's very extensive how this person just went and wrote all this up. And you get a real scarab beetle for $20 cash as a starter prosperity seed from the seller.
They have to.
They have to?
You cannot sell ghosts, spirits. You have to sell something tangible.
Oh, okay. Well, you get a real scarab beetle and $20 cash. $20 bill, basically, this guy sends you in a scarab beetle as a starter prosperity seed. So, you know what? All right. I did not bid on this, but I found it fascinating nonetheless. So then it,
well, I did watch one of the bids.
Yeah.
And one of these things was like over $200.
For the genie?
Uh-huh.
Get out.
And I saw one other one, I think it was like over $500.
Oh my gosh. What kind of moron's going to spend that kind of money to get a $20 bill? Well, anyway, I did a little research on the genie, okay? So we can be a little more educated. Now, in Arabian folklore, a genie, from the Arabic, the jinni, is a fiery creature with free will. Genies are mentioned in the Quran. They can be both good and evil. Evil genies are said to lead humans astray. In Islam, Iblis, is the iconic genie that refused to bow down to Adam when ordered by Allah. So, you know, you look through all these things. They're in Arabia, you know, how they came about, and the French genie, which comes from the Latin genius, which meant a sort of tutelary or guardian spirit, you know. That was the good kind. But what was interesting, I found out, is they're from fire. Now, I remember this little chant thing that people used to do. And there was part of it that would say, yeah, it's called the Invocation of the Elementals. And it has the one line that says, salamanders led by jinn, the candle flames you may play in. So, I get it now. You know, within the Invocation of the Elementals, they're invoking the Gronky Doddles and Leprechauns, which are your earth spirits, Nechna and your Undine's Bold are your water spirits, and Peralda and Zephyrs are your air spirits, so then the Djinn are the fire spirits. So if you were calling in all four elements, that's the Invocation of the Elemental. All right, interesting stuff. But, you know, the genies, really, you know, it's amazing through history how they show up in different literature and all that stuff, and... But I found this interesting. Now, did you know? Angels are made from light, and in Islam they are known as the light of God. They do not commit any sin nor disobey God, and they will always worship God. Okay, humans are created from earth and given free will to do good or bad in this life. Because of the free will, they will be held accountable for their choices in this life and on the day of judgment. Because of that free will, those who follow and obey God or Allah will be rewarded with paradise or heaven. Now, jinns are also in the category of humans in the sense of free will, okay? The only difference is that they are made of smokeless fire and therefore are not visible to humans. There are more jinns than humans in terms of population. Jinns have the power to fly and fit into any space, so they live in remote areas, mountains, seas, trees, in the air, and in their own communities. We can't see them, and they also can't see us clearly. Humans are only visible as very blurry images to jinn. Very few jinn are able to see humans like humans can see other humans. Like humans, jinns will also be judged on Judgment Day and will be sent to heaven or hell according to the life they led. Jinns can be both Muslim and non-Muslim. The non-Muslim jinns form a part of an army or group and then are known as the Shaitan. Every person is assigned a special jinn to them, also called a Qareen. There are the jinns that whisper into your soul and tell you and give you to get you to give in to your evil desires. The Prophet Muhammad's jinn turned into a Muslim jinn on the recitation of the Quran, and as the jinn found it most beautiful, now the jinn only tells him to do good. So, long story short, they are definitely in the elemental kingdom because they are a smokeless fire. They do not have a human incarnation, but like humans, they have free will, so therefore they are judged accordingly, okay, just like a human would be. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. And then if you look through, you know, even how they've come into, like, Western culture, I guess, well, you heard the theme song playing, I Dream of Jeannie.
Yep.
Now, what I didn't know about that show, which I thought was pretty interesting, there was in 1964, there was a comedy, and it was a movie. It was called The Brass Bottle, and it features a genie who was Burl Ives, who causes more problems than he solves for his master, who was Tony Randall. And Tony Randall's fiancée was Barbara Eden. Now, Barbara Eden, as you know, went on to play Jeannie in I Dream of Jeannie, which I think came to television the following year or so. And there was an episode, I don't know if you remember the series Charmed, about the three the Halliwell sisters.
Yes.
And it was called I Dream of Phoebe. And it has the charmed ones confronting a trickster genie that is trying to gain its freedom by granting three wishes. Another previous wish featured another genie whose wishes unintentionally caused disasters for the sisters, despite his efforts to help when his lamp fell into the wrong hands before the sisters managed to undo his wishes. And of course, we all know my favorite, Supernatural. And that was an episode called What Is and What Should Never Be, and it has Sam hunting a djinn which has Dean. Now remember that? Where
yes.
Dean gets, and you don't realize, you just think Dean wakes up and he's like, his life has just had a reset button pushed. His mother's alive, everything is great, he wants to go out and mow the lawn, he's just loving life, but he doesn't realize that it's all a facade that's created, because the djinn is actually leeching off of him and has him bound somewhere. And it's just basically sucking the life out of him by letting him believe this is where he's at. So, instead it would cause the victim to enter a dream state where their greatest wish was granted while the djinn fed off of their life. So, yeah, it was pretty, that was a good one. So that's in season three, right? It was just this season?
Yes.
Yeah. So when season three of Supernatural comes out on DVD this fall, guess who's getting it? You know.
Who?
Me. And then there were some episodes of the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which featured the introduction of vengeance demons, a race of demons who granted wishes for humans seeking revenge. Like genies, these wishes commonly featured the exact wording of the wish being obeyed while not giving the wishmaker what they wanted, such as when Cordelia Chase's wish that Buffy Summers never came to Sunnydale created a world where vampires were in control. Or when Dawn Summers' wish that nobody leave her, resulted in the guests to Buffy's 21st birthday party being unable to leave her house. Which, yeah, that is something that comes up with genies. It's like the wording.
Yes.
You have to be very careful. You know that old saying, be careful what you wish for. And that's why. Because you may think you're sounding like, this is what I want. And man, you can get into trouble. And in season 7, there was an episode of The X-Files, which was Je souhaite, which means I wish in French. Mulder and Scully find a man and his dim-bulbed, wheelchair-bound brother who chooses three wishes which backfire increasingly, the cause of which is an indifferent genie whose willingness to grant wishes belies a deeper motive. So there's a lot. There's been movies and The Thief of Baghdad, 1001 Nights, and all kinds of stuff, and of course, like I told you, that invocation of the elementals. So, interesting thing, you know. I don't think I would bid for one on eBay, you know. But I did like the I Dream of Jeannie series. Oh, master! Bing! You know? That was fun. We're going to take a quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
Hi, I'm Dan Gordon, co-author of Haunted Baseball, Ghosts, Curses, Legends, and Eerie Events, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia asked, who wrote Weird Massachusetts? The answer, Jeff Belanger. Yay! We had no winners, but what the hell. I couldn't have made it any more flippin' easy. But such is life. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of quasi-easy. What was the name of Laura's, that's me, that's I, correct English, first hearse for Morbid Mobile Tours? If you can be the first person to email the correct answer as to what was the name of my very first hearse to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, you'll win the book Practicing Conscious Living and Dying, Stories of Eternal Continuum of Consciousness by Anna Maria Hemingway. This book comes from the UK and retails for $24.95 US. It gives emotional accounts of how the soul or spirit survives beyond the death of the physical body. Cool.
Nice.
Not bad. So don't forget to get set for the Paranormal Intensive 2008. It's taking place in Hackettstown on September 20th. Now, we have some new workshops I have to go over.
Uh-oh.
We've did a change-up, okay? Because there were so many people enrolled for some things and not so much of the others. So if you visited the Para Intensive page or Paranormal Intensive page on the njghs.net site, you will see the changes, okay? There's bye-bye Charlie Adams, bye-bye Christopher Rondina, pretty much bye-bye Dave Roundtree, and bye-bye me. I've left my Junior Ghost Hunters thing up there because there's two kids that have registered, and I figured, well, I got to be there that day anyway. And if it's even if it's only two or three kids, I don't care. I'll take them aside, do the class with them, take them right next door to the cemetery if we have time. But in any event, right now what we've done is we've streamlined it. So you're going to have two workshops by Jane Doherty and two workshops by Carl Petrie. Now, of course, those of you know, you've already signed up for Psychic Self-Defense with Jane Doherty, which is pretty cool because it's going to go over identifying and distinguishing psychic vampirism, spirit attachment, malevolent entities, and thought forms, protecting yourself when dealing with these manifestations, discerning the difference between malevolent entities and demons, and knowing when to call in trained experts, dealing with places that are cursed. Okay, cool. Now, that's Psychic Self-Defense by Jane Doherty. Some of you have already registered for that. Then we have Psychic Detective 101 by Carl Petrie. Now, it's one thing to be intuitive and another to be a sleuth. When one combines these two talents, the results are extremely helpful in solving cases from murder to missing people. Carl Petrie is the best example of this combination. In the workshop, Carl will instruct on the best ways to practice discernment and how your individual psychic meter works. Everyone has the sixth sense, but most people aren't adept at using it. In this workshop, no matter what your psychic ability, you'll learn to tap into that information and incorporate it practically. The key takeaways include practical detective. Okay, so you'll learn the best sources for background and historical data research, networking, you know, developing your contact list of police, forensic specialists, and research librarians, discernment, knowing what's an energy or spirit coming through and what's your own thought process or feeling, and the five senses and how they contribute to the sixth sense while on an investigation. Okay, and those are booking up, so keep them coming. But now we've got two more classes by these two wonderful people. Jane Doherty is, you know, this is going to be fun. I definitely want to be there for this. She's going to do a past life regression. Ever wonder why you do the things you do, why you're drawn to certain people and have a complete aversion to others? Perhaps you have an inexplicable fear of water. Maybe you drowned on the Titanic. Who knows? Past life regression is more than inflating your ego by saying you were Cleopatra. It's actual therapy. Past life regression can unlock the mysteries of your bad habits, relationship issues, and even latent skills and talents. In this workshop, Jane will cover the basics of past life regression so you have a clear understanding of the process. She's even going to conduct a group regression. And don't balk at that. I used to have Jeff Ryan come to my house and do past life regression classes on Sunday afternoons way back when in my Celestial Connection days. And you can do it as a group. Everybody can get very quiet. She can do the whole, you know, you got to remember too with Jane, she's also a trained and certified hypnotherapist. So she does hypnotherapy sessions with people. So she's combining her skills and her voice, which is perfect to like really lull you into that meditative state to get you into that zone. And she'll conduct a group past life regression as part of the class. So it's very cool. That's, again, only $25 per person, so you don't want to miss out on that. And for those of you who did register for some of the classes that have been canceled, I've already heard back from all of you, which is good. You've already picked whether you wanted the past life regression or the spirit communication. So everybody who was in a different class is now covered. And that's the other class, spirit communication. So, you know, if you're going to sit there and learn how to be a detective, a psychic detective, well, what's the next step? Now you've detected something, you need to communicate with it. So Carl Petrie is going to teach spirit communication. He says, so you hunt ghosts and do the research. Great. But what do you do if you track down a ghost who has a message? How do you handle staying calm, focused, and processing the information? Better yet, what if this is your chance to establish two-way communication? This workshop will show how to prepare mentally and physically to communicate with the spirit world. You'll learn what to bring to a documented haunted hotspot and what not to bring, what to expect from the communication and how best to establish it, and what to do afterwards in terms of cleansing, data review, etc. And just a note, Carl conducted this workshop, this very same workshop, Spirit Communication, at the Pennsylvania Paranormal Conference in April of 2008, and it was a huge hit. In fact, I talked to Rick Fisher about it. This was his conference, and he said the place was packed, and he got a round of applause. People loved it. Carl did a phenomenal job. So that's something not to be missed, okay? Each workshop, like I said, is only $25 per person, and you can register for the ones you want. And obviously these presenters will be there, so if they're selling any of their wares or books, they can autograph them for you. And then, of course, that night, we have dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty at the Haunted Charlie Brown's. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. It's only $60 per person. So that's something very cool. We've got some spots left for that. So the food is awesome. Remember we did the One Ghost Conference?
Yep.
In 2006, I believe, and we had dinner, a buffet dinner at Charlie Brown's that mm-hmm. night. The food was great.
Yes, it was. Very good.
They do an amazing job. So.
And then you all went upstairs.
Yeah, we did the ghost hunting there and stuff. But we were on the second, we'll be on the second floor again, so we have the private catering area. So they'll set it up and do the buffet, we'll have the dinner, then we'll break it into a circle of chairs so Jane can do the spirit circle. So, again, it's only $60 per person. That covers the spirit circle, the dinner. I think they'll put, like, pitchers of soda on the table, but, you know, of course, you're not going to be drinking alcohol because it breaks protocol. And
that's why I won't be attending.
I know. Brian's going to be all the way down the basement in the bar, you know, downstairs in the bar. And but anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's the tax, the tip, everything's included. You're not going to get any surprises, you know, so it's good. So anything else to add?
I think that covers it.
All right. Well, thank you again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
As always, our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dean Trico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.